Good evening. Good evening. Okay. I want to make an announcement before we begin. We have been less optimistic than we should have been and not printed enough bulletins. You may have to share. If everyone in your family has a bulletin, please sort of look around and pass them around and make sure that at least every other person does have a bulletin. And when that is done, I invite you to join me in our call to worship. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. Who is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. seated. I ask you to join me in our invocation. Lord, open our minds and hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may hear and rejoice in the gospel of our Savior's birth, celebrated in word and sacrament this night. Amen. Now ask those who have volunteered to come forward for the lighting of the Advent candle.
Tonight, we once again light the four candles of Advent. Hope. Push it out. Peace. Joy. Love.
Four candles, four promises continually offered to us by God.
Promises manifest in the one whose birth we celebrate tonight.
Our circle is complete. Our waiting is nearly over. The Christ child will soon be here. Please join me in the responsive reading. Loving God, we open ourselves to you this Christmas season. As these candles are lit, light our lives with your imagination. Show us the creative power of hope. Teach us the peace that comes from justice. Fill us with the kind of joy that cannot be contained, but must be shared. Magnify your love within us. Prepare our hearts to be transformed by you, that we may walk in the light of Christ. Amen.
Please stand for the gospel reading. The standard gospel readings are from Luke and from Matthew, but I read a more theological birth story from the Gospel of John. Listen carefully for the word of God and God's self being born in flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. And verse 14, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. First of all, Merry Christmas. Isn't it wonderful to be able to greet one another with those happy words, sweet words of faith, words of joy, words of love, words from God. This holy night is upon us once again, and all the waiting is over, all the anticipation, and some have said all the horrible hymns of Advent. All the parties, all the shopping, the wrapping, the decorating, it's finally here, ready or not. Why is it that we are so drawn to this night? There are probably as many answers to that question as there are people here. Some of you are here because you are believers, you are faithful followers of Jesus, and you want to be here to celebrate his birth. You come rejoicing in the name of Jesus, whom you love and worship, and we welcome you this night. Some of you are here because you once believed, and you would like to believe again. You come with memories of a time when life was less complex and more fun. And now you long to be with God again, to be whole, to reconnect with the one who is above all creation, yet at the same time in all creation. Well, in the name of Jesus, the one you long for, we welcome you this holy night. And some of you are here because going to church on Christmas Eve just seems to be the right thing to do. It's what you and your family have always done Christmas Eve. Go to church, sing Christmas carols, enjoy the decorations, light the candles, enjoy a family time. And we are glad that you're here this evening. In the name of Jesus, who welcomes all, we welcome you this special holy night. And some of you are here really against your wishes. But you honor the wishes of your family, your children, your parents, your grandparents, and so you come. And I respect and honor your honoring of your family with your time and attention this evening. In the name of Jesus, who loves us even when we do not love in return, we welcome you this holy night and pray that something this evening, something of God, will touch you. To all of us, believers and would-be believers and those who aren't sure from one moment to the next, welcome. Welcome to the celebration that unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And yet there is something behind all of our reasons. I believe that Christmas attracts us because it is the story of God coming to us in such a simple and human and vulnerable way. Tonight we celebrate God's inventiveness and creativity. We celebrate that the age-old promise of a Savior has been fulfilled. We are amazed all over again at God's grace in becoming one of us, arriving in the ordinary way to become a part of creation. And you know the story, and that's why I didn't read it. That's part of the wonder and beauty of Christmas. It is the story of a promise fulfilled that changed everything, including us, over time, as we let the deep truth and the light of it sink into our souls. And you've heard the story many times before. You know the vision, the promise, the prophet's voice. You know how God used the secular rulers to call for the census to gather so many people into the little town of Bethlehem, the city of David, as had been predicted for the Savior's birth. And you know about the bands of cloth and the manger and the humble birth of our King of Kings. You know about the smelly shepherds, the lowliest of the low, startled by the angels as they watched over their sheep by night, and about their visit to the newborn who was the Messiah, the one who fulfilled the promises of the prophets. And we know the elements of the event, the nuances of the narrative. We know what happened, but more importantly, we know why it happened. And that is the best part of the story. This is the part of the story we need to tell and retell. Christ was born because God loved the world so much. God came to live among us. God became incarnate in that manger. The unbelievable, the totally unexpected, the never to be guessed at happening was to fulfill the promise of the ages. God came to earth among the rest of creation as a tiny and vulnerable baby. Now, most folks in that day expected the coming Savior would be a man of power and might, a soldier, a general, a leader, and he would drive out the oppressors and he would free the captives. But instead of a ruler riding in ready to change everything, a baby arrived, needed to be changed. Instead of a mighty warrior, a wailing baby came. Instead of human expectation, God came as a human infant, a tiny baby needing his mother to nurse him, to hold him, to cuddle him, to sing to him as he grew. A baby needing the protection of a loving set of parents, a child with a father who taught him how to hammer and nail and read from the Torah. Who would ever have guessed from the long-time promise of a Savior sent by God that the Savior would come in the form of a babe in arms? But the amazing thing about God is that God turns our expectations upside down over and over. And that is the good news of great joy in this time of uncertainty, in this time of continuing war and rumors of war, of this period of steady decline in church attendance. I see tonight we've turned that graph around. And in this age where the individual is king or queen and the community means almost nothing, God sort of forced us into community. And here we are. Christmas is God saying to us, I don't want you to be afraid of me. I love you so much I make myself vulnerable. Even though I am all powerful, I'm not forcing anything upon you. In love, I come to you as a helpless, defenseless baby, and I invite you to respond to my love. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of joy for all the people. To you is born in this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And away up the hill from the direction of town came the sound of a newborn baby's cry. In your imagination, can you hear it? Merry Christmas to all of you. As we once again hear God say, I love you. I have come to you. I have given myself for you. Thanks be to God. I'll close with this poem. Christmas means he has come. He has made the night clear. He has made the night of our darkness, the night of our lack of understanding, the cruel night of our fears and our hopelessness into Christmas, a night of stars, a holy night. In the Word made flesh, God has sent his Word, his most profound Word, his most beautiful Word into the world. And that Word means, I love you, world, and humanity. Let that light shine. Show us the way to peace and goodwill. Christmas means you are important. You are loved. You are not alone. You need not fear the dark. You are forgiven. You need not fear the light. Amen and amen. I will ask you to join me. You need not turn to your hymnal. All of the ritual of communion is in your bulletin. But before we begin and before we get to the passing of the peace, I am hesitant to allow this many excited people on Christmas Eve go loose on the passing of the peace. Let me remind you what the passing of the peace is for. I have seen in my 25 plus years of ministry, sometimes the peace actually happen. God's peace actually work through and make peace on nights such as this. If there is something, some burden, some bitterness, some old wound between you and another who is here tonight and you see once a year, make peace before you approach the Lord's table. It's not a time for comparing golf scores, however good they may be. It's not a time for talking about what you got or what you didn't get or what you want. It is time for passing, for sharing God's love, God's forgiveness, and God's grace. And because we're in cold and flu season, we may do it by deeply staring into one another's eyes, by waving, by touching elbows or arms or sweaters or what have you. But so many people are hesitant about shaking hands right now. So let's be careful how we approach when it comes to that point. Join me in the confession and pardon. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God.
Amen. And now for 2 minutes, carefully, let us pass the peace. Join me at the Great Thanksgiving, please. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You created light out of darkness and brought forth life on earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. In the fullness of time, you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, and at his birth, the angels sang glory to you in the highest, and peace to your people on earth. And so with your people on the earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. As Mary and Joseph went from Galilee to Bethlehem and there found no room, so Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem and was despised and rejected. As in the poverty of a stable, Jesus was born, so by the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. As your word became flesh, born of a woman, on that night long ago, so on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine and make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast on his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Was broken.
Feed on them in thy heart by faith, thanksgiving.
Thank you.
are going to do the candles a little bit differently tonight. I remind you again of the gospel lesson from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of all humans. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. There is darkness in this world. We do not pretend otherwise. We proclaim it. We are in many ways a part of it. I invite you to be in a spirit of meditation as the sanctuary is darkened. As the darkness grows, we are reminded that even though we celebrate our Savior come, we live in a world where much darkness remains. We will tonight name some of those who live in the shadows as the candles are extinguished. There are homeless and outcast, even in our streets. There are some who are hungry. Some get help, and some do not. There are others who were once bathed in the light of family and friends and community, who have descended into poverty or infirmity or grief, and now suffer alone in the shadows. There are victims of violence, some caught up in war, others caught up in the daily tension of a violent home. There are those who sought excitement in drugs and alcohol who now struggle every day just to make it through without using, without abusing again. There are those who suffer from incurable diseases, diseases such as cancer or MS, or AIDS, or Parkinson's, or others. And there are those who have jumped every hurdle and gotten every goal and reached the top and found it empty. They suffer from affluence without joy. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And so we light tonight the Christ candle. Look, the light does shine in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Thanks be to God who gives us the light in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Please stand. Receive now this blessing, the knowledge that you are loved and you are not alone, so you need not fear the dark. And you are forgiven, so you need not fear the light. And so walk as children of the light, reflecting the light of God in Christ to all who meet you. You have been blessed. Be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.